Saints Day. I have been thinking, starting on Wednesday night when we gathered together to tell stories of the saints, that I should have gotten a guest preacher for this morning. When you're with a congregation for 13 years before I got here and people pass, it's a much different experience than when you first meet people. They're your friends, your family, you're saying goodbye. And over the past 5 years, Fiona and I have had quite a significant amount of people we have lost. And so to come here and talk about this today feels like so much, and I know that I'm not alone. And that's a wonderful feeling. The scripture today that I picked actually has nothing to do with the historical context, which you know I love and like to blurt out to you for a long time. But it actually is just about this one line that says, "Who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Is it not in your sight as nothing? Yet now take courage, all of you people of the land, for I am with you. According to the promise that I made you when you came out of Egypt, my spirit abides among you. Do not fear, for thus says the Lord of hosts, once again, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations so that the treasure of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with splendor, says the Lord of hosts." Haggai is always talking to the remnants. That's what he calls the people. They're the people left behind. All of the leaders and people of skill had been taken to Mesopotamia. And these are the people that are left behind. And the temple is ruined. And I think that they're lost and sad. There's a huge drought going on. So they have that sense of not enough and fear. And today, when we gather in the temple of our 21st century on All Saints Day, there is a feeling of being a remnant, of being left behind, of wondering, what do we see now in the space where the absences are? Mary Esther, Wayne Hobson, Stephanie Lang, so many more. And who are we now? The remnants of ourselves. This passage is also, to me, an invitation to focus on our own work that we have left over. And the magic of this passage, to me, is that Haggai is saying to them, like, look, I want you to rebuild the temple. I know that you don't have skilled labor or leaders, but God doesn't care. He just cares about that you're trying. He doesn't care about what the temple is going to look like or what the stained glass windows are going to be or how many people can sit and where they can sit. I just want you guys to get back on your feet, to try again, to figure out who you are again together. I absolutely abhor the time change. It messes me up every year. And Brandon was the person who told me when I had thought that we were done with this whole ridiculousness of time change, that that actually wasn't all wrapped up and finished and that we still had to do it again this year. So here we are, having to do it again this year. And the shortening of the days coinciding with the recognition of the saints feels like a double darkness. It feels like that highlight of that remnant self that we're bringing today of, like, who are we now? And where are they now? There's an interesting thing that I learned about this whole daylight savings time thing. I didn't know much about it, that there was standard time. You guys all know this, but that there's the standard time and that there's daylight savings time, and that this argument has kind of been going on for a long, long time, and that the standard time is the darker time, and we keep kind of shrinking that time. What I didn't know was that the people that are most vocal, who lobby the most for daylight savings time, is the Chamber of Commerce. Because the light, if we have longer, lighter hours, we're going to be out doing more. We're going to be busier. We'll be spending more money, and it's not a small amount of money. It's like hundreds of millions of dollars in 1 month of having longer light. I just thought I liked having more light. I don't like it getting dark at 4 p.m. I don't know what to do with myself. What do I do in the dark? My whole day comes to a stop, and there's a stillness and a loneliness. It turns out that what's hooking up the approval of permanent daylight savings times, because at the end of the day, standard time is better for our bodies. It matches more of our natural rhythms. We are a people who are created to balance the dark and the light. And the Celtic traditions say that as the nights get longer and we go further into winter, we're actually entering into a thin place, a place where we are closer to heaven as earth rises up and heaven comes down, so that we might, in some spiritual sense, be connected to the pieces that are missing in us from the people that have passed into the next life. This call to wander in the darkness, to settle in to the night, to believe beyond all reasonable explanation that there is some way that we are still intimately connected to the people that were here once and now are no longer with us. One of my friends that passed Clea last year, a year and a half ago probably now, had two children. One was a teenager and one was an older elementary kid. And her teenager was in theater. And they were doing this like end of the year, like show off all their things, gala sort of thing. And I decided to go. I knew I was probably going to be leaving that church and I wanted to be there. And I was driving there and I had this like really weird, strange, scary feeling that like Clea was there with me. Like not in a, oh, in my heart sense, but like riding along with me there. I know that I'm not the only one who has had these feelings, these experiences of thin places where it's hard to put into words or explain or recreate, where it's the surrender to just this reality that in our darkest moments when we feel most torn apart, there is God's voice, just like in Haggai, saying, I just want you to keep going. I just want you to keep trying. I just want you to keep knowing what it means to be together when all you feel is alone. We are entering a dark time, but we are welcoming in a thin place. We are stuck in our houses alone, but we are gathering this morning at a table that welcomes all people, physical and spirit, to gather us again and remind us that even when we feel left in the dark, God has so much to show us and teach us. Amen.